Good morning, Tanya Curry. Good morning to you. How are you?
So nice to speak to you back again. Yeah. I just sent it to Natty. I thought your Oaks were ghosting me.
The Jewish holidays ghosted you. But Ramadan Mubarak to you. You get going. When is it? Tomorrow morning?
Yes, tonight.
The moon. Tonight. Yeah, because the moon wasn't spotted last night.
The moon was sighted last night.
Oh, so it was. Oh, okay. So you start tomorrow. So are you ready? Well, you've already been doing a lot of your charity work and all of that ahead of time. So you're well into the stride.
I'm so glad the charity work coincided with Ramadan.
Absolutely. Absolutely incredible.
So I was going to keep on keeping on, Howard. Just keep on keeping on. You know, just a word on that project. It has been extraordinary, the response of ordinary South Africans to the call for food for the needy. I want to thank you, South Africa.
I love
for just being the most nation. I love you.
You know, I was watching the president last night, and I just adore the man. And you know what? I adored the memes that followed because they were so South African.
Oh,
it's just who we
loved
are.
They loved the Matamela mask moment. They loved it. Absolutely loved it. Like, yeah. You know, when somebody does such a big faux pas and everybody's like, it's so sweet. Yeah. Then we know we are besotted.
Absolutely.
As a nation.
But that's why the people said, you know, don't make fun of him. He's trying his best. No, we weren't making fun of him. We adore the man.
We're enjoying it. Yeah. And really, I mean, what a week, Howard. Two presidential addresses.
Yes, yes.
Two presidential addresses in 1 week. I mean, that's big, you know. Didn't he look tired, though?
Yeah, I worried.
So sorry.
I did worry about him. I tell you. So on Tuesday night, I thought it was his tie because I thought the green was a bad choice and it made him look green. And then the interpreter was in green. It just wasn't a good color. It didn't look right. And then I saw him last night. And he was wearing this orangey, I don't know, it's a nutty, and I decided it was a sunset tie.
Yeah, because I'm on red and he's on yellow.
Yeah, it's
so
like, what color is the tie? And
oh,
he's,
God,
and
not one of those, please.
And he still looked green. He looked tired. I worried about him.
And then he's lost weight. I visibly noticed in a week. That man's lost a lot of weight. And like, so firstly, I mean, let's start. Can I just say, my lead story is Willie's chicken?
No.
How is it possible?
No, the rubbish
no,
it
I'm
isn't.
Over it,
You're
Howard.
Making that up.
I've analyzed it, if you can believe it, against all the other press about food parcels or vouchers, okay? And here's the shocking statistic. 12.5% of people talking about food are talking about Woolworths chicken.
Rubbish.
I'm one of those.
12.5.
Stop it, Zanatti.
That's 1.2 of you. 1.2 of everyone. Zanatti. Hey, let me have a word. Okay. Let me begin. Let me guess. You're one of the people who wanted to walk their dogs and jog, right?
I want to jog.
You are so white privileged, Zanatti.
Really,
your privilege is showing.
It is. It really
it's privileged. It's not white. She's not white.
I know.
But really, it's privilege. This Woolies chicken. Do you know what infuriated me? Is the Woolies chicken brigade then tried to mask their behavior by saying they wanted pies for essential workers. Are you kidding me?
Are you serious, guys?
So much so that Minister Patel had to give us a shot of perspective, and the answer is no. Here's the answer. No, and obviously no.
That is absolutely remarkable.
I promise you, essential workers aren't going to buy a pie or even dream of Woolies chicken.
I wanted to buy a pie yesterday.
Nutty, stop it. Really. Well, Tanya, I have to tell you that this was...
Do you want wine as well, Zanatti?
Yes.
Well,
okay, so wait. Earlier this morning, I posed this question to our listeners. Mm-hmm. I said to them as follows. If Eskom declares stage 4 and the NICD declare level 3, can you buy a roast chicken from Woolworths for dinner? And can you pair that with a Chardonnay?
With a Chardonnay. Okay, there we go. In a sentence, my friend, in a sentence, you summed up the week.
Like, that's how mad it is out there.
It is. No, this place is crazy, really crazy. I mean, the alcohol ban. The DA would like a drink of wine, a bottle of wine, please, guys. Like, the rest of us would rather live without violence, domestic abuse, or being subject to irresponsible behavior that could exasperate the virus. But you go and get your wine, okay?
All right, listen. Like, Zanatti is about Woolworths and pies and chicken. I'm like that about. No, I mean, I said, you know, never mind about that. All right.
Never mind. Are you scared, Paul?
You're making me nervous. Yeah. but yeah.
It's just been crazy. And then the other thing is pineapple beer. Oh my word.
Yes. Oh my gosh.
Like, if I've seen one post about pineapple beer, I've seen 1,000. And the message is grow your own, guys, because there's no more yeast either.
Yes, you can't find yeast anymore.
Yep, only for baking, but not the one for making alcohol.
Yes.
Stop production.
Yes.
There's many home recipes on how to make yeast. Yeah. So the potatoes will be next, by the way.
South Africans are the maddest people in the world, bar none.
God bless them. God bless them. Apart from those of you who want Willie's chicken. Sorry, Zanati. So let's talk about food, right? Food parcels. Oh my word. $1,200 a food parcel and you got a lettuce and a can of beans. What the guys? That's what terrible. I want to know. Look, it's on good authority, though, that food passes on their way out and vouchers are on their way in, please God, because this is not working. Firstly, I mean, look, I've been working with food parcels, and here's the thing that makes me sad, is I'm giving people food that I think they need. I don't know what they need. With a voucher, like, you can go and buy, like, there's no sanitary products, for example, in my food parcels. And for sure, sanitary products are needed. So with a voucher, you can actually get what you need rather than some person trying to do the right thing, giving you pup every time, you know? So, I think vouchers are a great move forward, and it'll also stop a lot of this looting and corruption and the logistics. It'll help, really help the logistics, because each person will be accountable for collecting their food. So can we have a hoorah for that?
Absolutely. Absolutely. And it's so interesting that it's taken this long to get a food, food vouchers and stamps to become a thing. Other countries have done this for many, many years. That's what we need to do.
Yeah, absolutely. I hope, and like the president said in his address, there is a very positive spin on COVID-19, and that is we hope to walk into a world that's more efficient to those who are in need, you know, and that's a good thing. I must say, in the first presidential address, when the president said, our world will never be the same again, I cried. I cried. I know it was followed with a whole bunch of positive stuff, but, oh man, like, We really, really messed it up, didn't we?
Yeah. Look, I found last night that when he started speaking, I felt genuinely afraid, because he's not messing around, and he really, he's not withholding information. In fact, the information has been superb by putting Professor Karim on.
Isn't
and it? Their communication machine has been brilliant. In fact, somebody said to me this morning as well that so much so that they even almost leak the information before, so that by the time we hear the president say it, we're used to it. There's no shocks.
We're prepared.
They've been absolutely brilliant. Gimple says, wishing Tanya a Ramadan Mubarak. That's from love from Gimple.
Oh, thank you, Gimple the fool. thank you very much. Shukran.
I'm talking about
those addresses, though, Howard. I mean, the first one, 500 billion. Don't tell Eskom, whatever you do.
Those are big numbers.
Don't say a word to Eskom. So, like, what kind of numbers are those? Okay, firstly, I did lament that our poor Max problem in South Africa is real. The struggle is real. Most people saying, well, that's R1 million each.
I saw that. I was so embarrassed.
No, try like R8 grand, guys.
Yeah, exactly.
Try again.
I don't know how they got those numbers. Oh, we can give everybody R1 million. What? No. No, that's not how it works.
No.
That's not how maths actually works.
They added a few zeros on the back.
Yeah. So that means we need to get
anyway,
back to school.
Anyway, so like the $500 billion, I mean, my word, isn't that an astonishing number for a country that is, for the most part, broke? I mean, I believe that a lot of it is donated money, but there's also a lot that comes from the IMF and the World Bank and BRICS. What does that mean? Yeah. Does that mean we've got to pay it back?
The IMF, we certainly have to pay back, but I don't know. Mm-hmm. It's deeply problematic, but I don't know that we have a choice. You know, I don't think, when he spoke last night and he said, we don't have enough beds, we don't have enough ICU beds, we don't have enough ventilators, we can't afford what could happen. You know, you take the guy seriously when he says that. He's not messing around. He isn't taking, you could see the weight of the world, certainly of South Africa, on his shoulders.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, just on that particular number, Rama Billions became a trend on Twitter. And you remember that video of Trump going billions and billions and billions? Well, that particular video now is a Ramaphosa video, which was just brilliant to see. And then 6 months started to trend after the first presidential address as we galloped to conclusions, which we normally do, and braced ourselves for an extension announcement. And to be fair, I think we got an extension announcement. We just didn't get slapped with it.
Well, I'll tell you what also people haven't realized, and I'm almost scared to tell our listeners in case, because I feel like ignorance is bliss. The fact is that he also made it very clear that the metros can decide if Johannesburg is still one of the epicenters. The rest of the country might be level 4. We can still be level 5.
Yes, quite right. Quite right. And it has to be like that.
Of course it has to be. Why would you?
Down to every minutia, every 100%, pocket.
100%.
Yeah, I know. So, we also, I think most people were, there was a euphoric feeling after the president spoke, as always. Mm. I mean, even through the worst of news, we're like very patriotic. But now the questions are starting to be raised. What does it actually mean? Who is really allowed to go out on the 1st of May? And 1st of May is Workers' Day. How ironic is that?
It's just bizarre. It is unbelievable.
Yeah, you can't make this stuff up, right?
We ran a survey this week. It was a closed group of about 150 people. And we wanted to ask them assuming that a partial lockdown is lifted, would they want to continue working remotely at home or wherever they are? Would they want to come back? Or a combination. And I don't believe there was one person that said they want to be back full time in an office. People are afraid. They're still nervous. Yeah, most people wanted a combination of the two.
Yes. And I think there's going to be a large level of responsibility on the individual, especially in the early, the later stages, stage 3, 2, and 1. Here's what's confusing me. In my mind, stage 4 is really bad because I'm used to ISKCON. Mm. But now stage 4 is quite good.
First of all, we have to get this right.
Stage 4 low shedding is no good.
Wait, we have to stop with the stages and levels. We've got to understand that. ISKCON is stages. This is levels.
Oh, really?
Yes.
Tell this Twitter audience that.
So we just have to get that right as a start.
Otherwise, it's going to be a lot of confusion, guys. The electricity is going to be off when you think that it should be on because you're on stage 1.
Exactly.
I can't. I'm too confused as it is.
Right. So it's levels. That's why I posed that chicken question with stage 3 and level 4. These things, we have to keep them separate. Of course, they will interact, but, I mean, the best meme of all last night was a photo of when Cyril Ramaphosa had the mask over his eyes and somebody wrote underneath, "Ooh, is it load shedding?"
I didn't see that one. That was a cracker.
Oh, terrible.
Oh, my word. Okay, and then I need to understand a few things. I'm just going to wrap up with these. Semizi, why did he block our cupcake? Our president?
Did he block it? Really? Because no, the last thing I heard about Semizi was when he was, when he said something, about, Fikile Mbalula telling him that the lockdown will be extended, for two weeks.
That was
before,
a while ago, right?
The yeah. So obviously, Fikile Mbalula's, you know, laid charges against him and yeah, for fake news because he was like, I didn't speak to him. So that is definitely fake news. So I didn't hear anything about him blocking the president now.
No, he blocked the president, and then within seconds, Semizi Must Fall was trending.
Oh, wow.
Like, what happened? What just happened?
Oh, my gosh.
I just scrolled back, and it was because he blocked the president. I mean, who do you think you are, Semizi?
So
anyway, that was a career-limiting move, friend.
Mm-hmm. Exactly. Definitely.
And then Dis-Chem. What about Dis-Chem, guys?
Oh, gosh,
excessive
Dis-Chem.
Pricing on their mods. I mean, really, no. That's shameful.
No,
absolutely,
I think
they
need some help on the marketing side of life. Because
absolutely,
yeah, they need to be careful because you don't want to come across like you are the group that are taking advantage of the situation. And the reality is that I think many shops might have done that, but they didn't look good when they spoke about not paying their full rent because of relying on a clause in the contract. They have to be very very careful about
they should
about
be positioning
that.
Themselves. As
absolutely.
The company that cares.
100%.
They are meant to be the company that cares.
Yeah, and the incredible thing is the Dis-Chem Foundation does incredible work. They do care.
Yes, they do.
They do really phenomenal things, but they're just coming across as clumsy at the moment. And it's all about that positioning.
Very sad. Then from my perspective as a COVIDer, Solidarity Fund and HCR Holdings, can I have a shout out, please? Can I have some food? Please, I'm asking for 8,800 friends. I have been trying so hard to get in touch with any one of these massive funds that have so much money, and I am struggling just to speak to a human.
Really?
Now, please. Yes, I've tweeted at them. I eventually got to fill in a form for one of them. I won't mention the name that said I was a supplier of services.
Okay,
and I went, no, I'm not a supplier, guys.
Tanya, let's talk after the show because I definitely have people involved in this who are doing phenomenal work in this food space and the food distribution space. So let's talk after the show.
Thank you, Howard.
And
thank you so much.
In fact. Yeah, because and they are desperately trying to get everything sorted on their side to help with the distribution and help access things. So we'll definitely talk after the show. They're doing amazing
work.
All right, and we'll see what we can do there. Okay.
A quick shout out to the Road Freight Association who have helped me enormously. The truck drivers that have got involved to deliver food to this very, very small area in the middle of nowhere are just phenomenal. No costs. They've stepped up to the plate. They've
amazing.
Come in like superheroes. Really, Road Freight Association, big kudos to you. And then my last story, Howard, is Gambit died. After 48 years in captivity, the dolphin finally has had his lockdown ended.
Shame.
I'm so sad. I even saw Gambit as a child. Didn't you?
No, my parents weren't those kind of parents. But still, I was sad to hear that. This is where we love and leave you. We'll speak to you next week. Absolutely awesome to speak to you again.